Well, welcome to another midweek message from Myerstown Church of the Brethren. I'm Pastor Dennis, and I want to start my message today with these words from the 40th Psalm, verses 1 through 3. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Well, every one of us has had to deal with some storms in our lives. Sometimes, like a thunderstorm on a hot, humid summer afternoon, we might see these life storms coming. Sometimes they are totally unexpected. Anticipating that a storm is coming, we might try to do everything we can to keep the storm away. We might try to find a way to prevent it, to prepare ourselves for the blast that is coming, or we might even try to plot a way to escape it. Those unexpected life storms can throw us completely into times of stress, confusion, and even depression. But whether anticipated or unexpected, when push comes to shove, sometimes the only way out of the storm is to go through it. This midweek message is the second in a series of three messages focusing on the theme order, disorder, reorder. The theme came from a devotional I read and a song by the same title written by Jason Gray. Today's theme is disorder, those times in our lives when things get chaotic and out of control. Here are some of the lyrics from Jason Gray's song. I thought the storm would never come to an end. I begged you again and again to send a miracle. But the storm was the way you broke my heart wide open to get what was hidden inside and call it beautiful. Order, disorder, reorder, over and over and over. The year 1983 started out as a year of promise and new possibilities for Kathy and I. We were the parents of two amazing little boys, Andy, who would turn 3 that year, and Peter, who would celebrate his first birthday. I had just recently been approved for licensing to the ministry by my home congregation and the Atlantic Northeast District. Both of the boys' birthdays and my licensing would be happening in April. A day or so before the Sunday my licensing service was to take place, Peter showed signs of not feeling well. That Sunday morning, he had a low fever, but as the day progressed, the fever continued to climb, and by Monday evening, it was up to 104, and nothing, medication or a cool bath, seemed to have any effect on it. We called our family doctor, and he saw Peter right away. After examining him, he sent us to the Hershey Medical Center, where within hours, Peter was diagnosed with acute lymphocytic leukemia. The storm had hit with a vengeance. What followed was 3 years of chemotherapy, hospitals, and doctor's visits. At the beginning of 1984, we learned Kathy was expecting our third child, scheduled to arrive sometime in August. In the middle of her pregnancy, Kathy developed appendicitis, and Aaron decided she couldn't wait until August to enter this world. She arrived about a month early on July 11th. She was immediately whisked off to the neonatal intensive care unit and spent 6 weeks in the Harrisburg Hospital and ICU and then in the Hershey Medical Center. During her stay, she had a massive seizure and eventually underwent some heart surgery. The storm hit once more with a vengeance. Kathy and I were doing all we could to hold life together. There were many tearful times. Needless to say, the stress was wearing on us. Peter was in the midst of chemotherapy. We tried to make sure one of us was at the NICU with Aaron every day, all the while trying to keep Andy's life as normal as possible. I was teaching also at the time, so I had job responsibilities as well. When Aaron was in the NICU, one of the most heartbreaking things for Kathy and I did not really involve her. We became aware of the number of babies who seemed to never have anyone come to spend time with them. Maybe their parents had good reasons they couldn't be there, but it just seemed that being there with these babies was important to their healing. Our lives were going through a time of major disorder. Human instinct in such situations is to fight or to flee. We could have gotten angry with God, and honestly, I probably did. And certainly the desire to flee was present, but to flee really does not help. It does us more harm than good. Fleeing just increases the stress and the guilt. So Kathy and I had no choice. God had given us these beautiful children and had given us the job of caring for them. The only way out was to go through the storms. I can readily identify with Jason Gray's lyrics. I thought the storm would never come to an end. I begged you again and again to send a miracle, but the storm was the way you broke my heart, open wide, to get to what was hidden inside and call it beautiful. When we're facing life storms, the best way out is through the storm. It's going through the storm that we grow. Going through the storm is part of a process of transformation. What we learn becomes part of us and prepares us for the next storm that we will surely endure. As a believer, we can go through the storm because we know God is with us. The psalmist says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me. He heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. Nobody wishes for difficulty in times of disorder, and yet it's often difficulty and disorder that produces the most beautiful fruit in our lives. God hears our cries. God promises to lift us up and set us on solid ground. When you're in the midst of those seasons of disorder in your life, remember, you're not alone. God is at work in your life. Disorder is merely what we pass through on our way to reorder. You are being made new. Would you pray with me? God, thank you for walking with us in all the times of our lives, but especially when life seems to fall apart. Yet because you are with us, we can go through the storm confident that you are in the midst of it. When the storms come, we may beg you again and again to send a miracle. You hear our cries, yet you know what is best for us. Help us trust that you will lift us up out of the mud and the mire and set us on solid ground. Help us to see the storms in our lives as a means by which you can get to that which is hidden inside and transform us, making us into something new. And having gone through the storms and knowing your presence with us, we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good remainder of your week, and I look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning. God bless.